弟兄姐妹大家好。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
早上我们想要读一段的圣经，这段圣经是在希伯来书第十一章。
This morning we want to read a passage. This is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
第三十五节到第三十九节。
Verses 35-39.
找到的弟兄姐妹可以跟我一起读。
We can read together.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯居且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试炼，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难。苦害，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，但却未得着所应许。十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样重担，脱去容累缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。上周
And also Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1.
上周牧师有说到。
And last week the pastor mentioned.
我们在这个动荡不安的环境里面，我们要来寻求神。
That we need to seek God in this troubled circumstance.
在过去所发生的事情上。
From the things that happened in the past.
从以往的历史中。
From the history.
我们要来学习观看神的作为。
We need to learn to see God's work.
历史让我们看到在日光之下没有新事。
The history shows us that there's nothing new under the sun.
以前发生过的事现在还要发生。
Things that happened in the past will happen again.
历史也让我们看到神是一直按照他的旨意来做事情。
History also shows us that God has always done things according to His will.
虽然在地上会洪水会泛滥，
although there might be flood on earth,
但是神却仍坐着为王。
But the Lord still sits enthroned.
因为我们人的寿命有限，
because man's lifespan is limited,
所以我们需要在历史中来看神为了他的旨意在历世历代所做的事情。
So we need to look at what God has done for His will throughout the ages from the history.
借着这样子来认识神一直在掌权。
So that we can understand that God has been reigning.
他不只是在天上掌权，他也是在地上掌权。
Not only in heaven, but also on earth.
神其中一件掌权的事情就是福音的传递。
And one of the things that God is reigning is the passing on of the gospel.
不知道弟兄姐妹有没有想过。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have ever wondered.
我们今天能够听到福音是多么大的一个神迹。
That how great a miracle it is that we can hear about the gospel today.
我们都知道救恩是从主耶稣那里来的。
We all know that salvation comes from Jesus.
但是从主耶稣那个时候到现在。
But from Jesus' time until now.
已经过了两千多年。
2000 plus years have passed.
如果我们以人类一代八十岁来算的话。
If we count one generation as 80 years,
救恩传到2021年就需要有25代。
For the salvation to be passed down to 2021, it needs to have 25 generations.
只要有其中的一代失职，
If only one generation fails to carry the gospel,
没有把福音往下传，
And it fails to carry the gospel downward, down the line,
或者因着某种的环境的一个影响，使这个好消息停止传播。
Or the good news stops spreading because of some circumstance.
就会造成非常严重的后果。
It will cause very serious consequences.
如果没有人传耶稣，
If no one ever preached about Jesus,
我们就不会听见。
Then we will not hear about him.
我们就不会相信。
And we cannot believe.
也不会得到这个救恩。
And we cannot receive the salvation.
饮水思源。
And when we trace back to the source,
今天我们能够得救。
Today that we can be saved.
是因为历世历代有人坚持把这个好的消息继续的传递。
Because of the persistence of those who have been continued to spread the good gospel to us.
没有那个时候所立下的根基，就不可能有今天的我们。
Without the foundation that they laid at that time, we would not have been where we are today.
早上我想借着一段的历史来述说神的旨意如何在地上不受到拦阻。
And this morning, I want to use a period of history to tell you how God's will was not blocked by the earthly regime.
这段历史是包括主耶稣被升天以后在地上的四百年的历史。
And this period of history covers almost 400 years after the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus.
我没有办法用这个短短的时间来讲整个细节。
I cannot give you the whole details in such short amount of time.
但是希望借着一些的片段让大家知道那个时候教会的情形。
I can give you some glimpse of what it was like.
那个时候基督徒的光景和他们如何在艰难中把福音来传递下去。
And the conditions of the saints at that time and how they could preach the gospel in the midst of hardship.
在启示录十二章十二节讲到说，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 12 tells us, For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time.
的确，神的儿女在地上是被魔鬼气愤愤地对待。
Indeed, the children of God are treated with anger by the devil on earth.
逼迫是魔鬼所用的伎俩，要叫基督徒的信心摇动。
Persecution is a ploy used by the devil to shake the faith of the Christians.
耶稣被钉十字架后，从使徒行传我们可以看见，先是使徒们受到逼迫。
After Jesus was crucified, we see from the book of Acts that the apostles were persecuted.
许多被下到监狱里面。
And they were sent to prison.
后来斯蒂凡为主殉道。
And Stephen was martyred for the Lord.
以扫罗为首的一些人开始逼迫教会。
A group led by Saul, they started persecuting the church.
受到逼迫的基督徒四散。
The persecuted Christians were scattered.
先把福音带到了撒玛利亚。
And they took the gospel to Samaria.
腓力也因着圣灵的引导，把福音传给以索比亚的太监。
Philip, who was led by the Holy Spirit, he preached the gospel to the eunuch from Ethiopia.
使福音能够传到非洲。
So that the gospel could reach Africa.
扫罗被光照得救以后，奉圣灵差遣与巴拿巴一起出去，在各处建立教会。
And after Saul was converted by the light of the Lord, he was sent by the Holy Spirit to go out with Barnabas and establish churches in various places.
我们刚刚读的希伯来书是在主后61年写的。
The book of Hebrews we recently read was probably written in 61 AD.
作者在11章讲到了许多信心的见证人。
And the author writes about many great witnesses of faith in chapter 11.
刚刚我们读的35到39节，那个描述的那些世界不配有的人。
And the saints we just read about in verses 35 to 39, they describe people, those Christians whom the world is not worthy.
似乎在讲到那个时候为主殉道的一些基督徒。
And seems like to describe the Christians who were murdered for the Lord at that time.
逼迫基督徒的事情从来没有间断过。
The persecution of Christians was never interrupted.
但是在主后54年，尼罗登基成罗马皇帝的时候。
But after the accession of Nero as Roman Emperor in 54 AD.
这个逼迫正式变本加厉的展开。
But the persecution intensified.
虽然说尼罗王是被魔鬼利用。
Although we can say Nero was used by the devil.
但是我觉得更准确的说法是。
But I think it would be more accurate to say that.
魔鬼只是顺手推舟。
The devil just used that opportunity.
把原来尼罗王心中的那个恶魔引出来。
To let the evil that was originally in Nero's heart out.
因为他放纵私欲，他做他想要做的事情。
Because he did whatever he wanted to do.
尼罗为什么讨厌基督徒？
Why did Nero hate Christians?
因为他被基督徒所传的信仰定罪。
Because he was condemned by the faith preached by the Christians.
他的良心受到责备。
And his conscience was rebuked.
显出他行为的邪恶出来。
And it revealed the wickedness of his behavior.
他的良心受到责备其实是主的恩典。
When his conscience was rebuked, it was actually the Lord's grace.
使他有机会悔改。
That gave him an opportunity to repent.
但他选择拒绝了这个机会。
But he chose to reject this opportunity.
他为了证明他自己是对的。
And in order to prove that he was right.
也为了让其他的罗马人能够站在他这一边来反对基督徒。
And in order to get other Romans to side with him against the Christians.
他就开始造谣。
And so he began to spread rumors.
他把基督徒吃饼喝杯这件事情说到说基督徒是食人族。
And he described the eating of the bread and drinking of the cup as Christians being cannibals.
基督徒暗中聚在一起。
And the Christians gathering together in secret.
他们在暗中杀人，喝，吃他们的肉，喝他们的血。
And he would say the Christians are eating and killing and drinking blood in secret.
那个时候还有婴孩的受洗，他们说婴孩的受洗其实是杀小孩，把这个小孩当作祭物献给神。
And at that time, babies were baptized, and he said that the baptism of babies was actually killing them and offering them as sacrifices to God.
有一次，尼罗他觉得没有新鲜事，他觉得很无聊。
And once Nero felt he was bored.
他就吩咐他的手下去各地去纵火，去放火。
And so he ordered his men to go and set fires everywhere.
他自己在这个皇宫的他所住的皇宫的高处。
And he himself, he would watch it from a high place in his palace.
他光看那些来不及逃亡，活活被火烧死的人。
He would watch from high place in his palace those who were not able to flee from the fire.
他为了自己不会受到别人的责备。
And later, in order to save him from the blame,
他就把这个罪呢，嫁祸到基督徒的身上。
So he blamed the Christians for this crime.
他说是基督徒所做的事情。
He said the Christians set those fires.
这件事情给尼罗一个很好的一个借口来逼迫基督徒。
And this incident gave Nero a very good excuse to persecute the Christians.
他吩咐兵丁捉拿基督徒。
He ordered the soldiers to arrest the Christians.
把基督徒带到竞技场去。
And to bring them to the arena.
罗马人常常在竞技场来看比武。
The Romans used to watch fights in the arenas.
越血腥的一个画面对他们来讲越是刺激。
And the bloodier the spectacle was, the more exciting it was for them.
他们把基督徒披上这个野兽的皮。
They would give the skin of the wild animals to the Christians.
然后把饿了几天的野狗或是狮子放出来。
And they would let out the wild dogs or lions that had been starving for days.
让基督徒被野兽撕裂。
So that the Christians can be torn apart by those wild animals.
他也把基督徒和木头绑。
And he also bound the Christians with wood.
把他立在他的花园的各个地方。
And set them up in various places of his garden.
当太阳下山。
When the sun went down,
尼罗就吩咐把这些木头点燃。
Nero commanded the wood to be set on fire.
基督徒就好像火把一样，被火活活的烧死。
And the Christians were burned as torches.
在这么恶劣的一个环境里面，
Under such bad circumstance,
保罗顺服当时的权柄。
Paul submitted to the authority of this day.
在那个时候完成了许多新约的书信。
And he completed many of his letters to the churches in the New Testament.
在《使徒行传》提到说，他被诬告后，他上诉该撒。
In the Book of Acts, he mentioned that he was falsely accused to Caesar.
这个该撒就是尼罗。
And this Caesar was Nero.
后来因为尼罗的酒政。
And later, because of Nero's butler.
和皇宫里面一些很杰出的人。
And some prominent people in the king's palace.
因着保罗所传的福音，都信了主。
Those people were converted because of the gospel preached by Paul.
这件事情激怒了尼罗王。
Nero was angered.
使他下令处死保罗。
And he ordered Paul to be executed.
保罗被砍头前。
Before Paul was beheaded.
有三个兵丁负责把他带去刑场来执行这个他的。执行这个死亡的命令。
The three soldiers who were supposed to take him to the execution place.
这个三个兵丁也因着保罗所传的福音信了耶稣。
Those three soldiers also believed in Jesus because of the gospel that Paul preached.
后来这三个兵丁也被处死。
And later, those three soldiers were also executed.
使徒彼得也在这个时候下监。
Apostle Paul was also imprisoned during this time.
在监狱里面，在监狱里面，彼得带了两个看守他的，看守他的人跟四十七个犯人悔改相信主。
And when he was imprisoned, he led two prison guards and 47 prisoners to repent and believe in Jesus.
之后他被带到犹太人所住的区域那边，钉在十字架上。
And then he was brought to a Jewish area to be crucified.
彼得觉得他自己不配和主耶稣同样的这样子钉死。
Peter felt he was not worthy of the same crucifixion as Jesus.
所以他就要求处死他的人把他的十字架反倒过来。
So he asked to be crucified upside down.
就头向下的把他钉死在十字架上。
With his head upside down on the cross.
使徒雅各遭其他基督徒的诬告，被斩首殉道。
Apostle James was falsely accused by Christians and was beheaded and murdered.
雅各的弟弟西门在埃及被钉十字架。
James' brother Simon, he was crucified in Egypt.
耶稣的门徒奋锐党的西门在非洲和英国传福音，后来也被钉十字架。
Simon the Canaanite, he was preaching gospel in Africa and England. He was also crucified.
门徒多马传福音给伊朗人跟波斯人，最后在印度被箭射死。
Thomas, who preached the gospel to the Iranians and Persians, he was killed by an error in India.
写马可福音的马可在埃及传福音的时候被绳子捆绑烧死。
Mark, who wrote the gospel of Mark, he was tied with a rope and burned to death when he was preaching the gospel in Egypt.
巴多罗买到印度传福音，把马太福音翻译成印度文。
Bartholomew, who went to India to preach the gospel and translated the gospel to Hindi,
后来被迫害，被棍子打伤，皮被剥下来，被钉十字架，后被砍手。
He was persecuted, beaten with rods, his skin was flayed, he was crucified and then beheaded.
彼得的兄弟安德烈，他去印度，去伊朗，和一个有住以索比亚人的地方传福音。
Peter's brother Andrew, he went to India and Iran, and the city where the Ethiopians lived to preach the gospel.
后来也被钉十字架。
And he was later crucified.
写马太福音的马太去以索比亚和埃及传福音。
Matthew, who wrote the gospel of Matthew, he went to Ethiopia and Egypt to preach the gospel.
那个地方的王命令人用矛刺死他。
And the king of the land ordered him to be speared to death.
腓力到未开化的民族去传福音。
Philip, he went to uncivilized places to preach the gospel.
他和他的女儿在一天里面都殉道，为主殉道。
And he and his four daughters were martyred together for the Lord on the same day.
主耶稣的兄弟雅各在为主做见证的时候。
And Jesus' brother James, when he was testifying for the Lord,
被文士和法利赛人推倒。
He was thrown down by the Pharisees.
用石头扔他。
And the scribes, and he was stoned.
后来被棍子打死。
And he was killed with a rod.
使徒约翰被丢进油锅里面。
John the apostle was thrown into boiling oil.
后来发现没有被烧死。
And later on, when they found he was not dead.
就把他放逐到拔摩海岛去。
And he was banished to the island of Patmos.
后来他在以弗所的家中过世。
And later he passed away in his home in Ephesus.
那个时候，安提亚教会的牧师被送到罗马的竞技场上来喂野兽。
At that time, the pastor of the Antioch church was sent to Rome to feed the animals in the arena.
有一个寡妇和他的七个儿子为了不愿意否认耶稣是神，在同一天被处死。
A widow and her seven sons, because they refused to deny that Jesus was Lord, they were all executed on the same day.
有教会的长老为了辩护真道被砍手处死。
A church elder was beheaded for defending the truth.
年老的基督徒被刀割的脸和眼睛，用石头打死。
Elderly Christians who were stoned to death after the faces and eyes were cut with knives.
有妇女被捆住脚，然后拉着她经过石头地， 然后经过鞭打，最后再用石头打死。
They were women who were bound by the feet and dragged through the stone-paved streets, whipped and finally stoned to death.
有基督徒的老妇人牙齿被敲落，然后用火烧死。
Some elderly Christian women had their teeth knocked out and were burned to death.
有些基督徒四肢被打断，从楼上把他从楼上丢下来，摔死。
Some Christians had their limbs broken and were thrown off from buildings to death.
许许多多的人被放逐，饿死、渴死、冻死、病死。
Many were banished, starved, thirsted, frozen, and died of diseases.
这些事情都发生在这个四百年间，逼迫基督徒罗马皇帝所做的事情。
All this happened, during those 400 years.
从人的角度看起来。
From a human's perspective,
好像神任凭地上的政权作恶。
It appears as if God has left the earthly authorities to do evil.
好像神没有保护在地上的基督徒。
As if God has not protected the Christian on earth.
神没有封住狮子的口，像但以理所经历的。
As if God did not seal the mouth of the lion as Daniel experienced.
神也没有让那个但以理像但以理的三个朋友一样，让他们在火中经过却。身上没有火的味道。
Nor did God allow Christians who were thrown into the fire to experience what Daniel's three friends experienced, that they have gone through the fire, but the smell of the fire was not on them.
难道神真的不顾那些特别为维护真理、坚持信仰、不顾惜自己生命的基督徒吗？
Did God really disregard those Christians who are especially committed to upholding the truth, holding on to their faith, and not caring about their lives?
不是相反的。
No, not at all.
这些刚强为主站住的基督徒是神特别所保爱的。
Those Christians who stand firm for the Lord are especially beloved by God.
就像在诗篇116篇15节所描述的，在耶和华的眼中看圣民的死极其宝贵。
Psalm 116 verse 15 tells us, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
因为这些基督徒愿意为了他们的信仰付出最高的代价。
Because these Christians are willing to pay the highest price for their death,
就是他们, 就是他们自己的生命。
That is their lives.
所以神也把最高的尊荣, 就是他们可以以死来荣耀神, 来赐给他们。
So God also gives them the highest glory that they may die to glorify the God they love.
当我蒙召全时间要侍奉主的时候，
When I was called by the Lord to serve him full time,
我最害怕的事情，
My greatest fear was,
不是贫穷导致饿肚子，
It's not that the poverty would lead to hunger,
或是做主的工会被人轻看，
Or that my work for the Lord would be looked down upon.
我害怕如果有一天我需要为主殉道，
I was afraid that if I have to be martyred for the Lord,
我能不能为主站立得住？
Can I stand firm for him?
当我想到前面的弟兄姐妹所遭遇的苦难，
Thinking about the sufferings of brothers and sisters before me,
我真的没有把握在那个时候这件事情临到我的时候我不会否认主。
And I was not sure that I would not deny the Lord and disgrace his name when that time comes.
但是那个时候我觉得主对我说，
But at that time I felt the Lord was telling me,
不需要害怕，
There's no need to be afraid,
因为你还离得很远，
Because you're still far away from it.
是的，我还离得很远，
Yes, I'm still far away from it.
神不会把这样的一个尊荣给一个害怕的人，
Because God will not give this kind of glory or honor to a person who is afraid.
我还不配以死来荣耀神。
I am not worthy to glorify God by dying as a witness.
这些为主殉道以生命做见证的信仰的人是得胜者。
Those martyrs for the Lord who testified their faith with their lives, they are the overcomers.
他们虽然至于死也不爱惜他们自己的生命。
They rather die than loving their own lives.
弟兄姐妹，要把我们所相信的传递下去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pass on what we believe.
我们需要付上代价。
We need to pay prices.
历世历代有许多的基督徒已经为我们的缘故付上血泪的代价。
Many Christians through the ages have already paid the price in blood and tears for our sake.
今天这个棒子传递到我们的手中。
Today the baton is passed to us.
如果我们所做的见证。
If the testimony we give.
我们所传的福音。
The gospel we preach.
我们让人看到的是一个软弱的、无力的生命。
And what we let the people see is a weak and feeble life.
是一个福禄寿的福音。
It's a gospel of blessing and longevity.
那我觉得我们真的是大大亏欠了主。
Then we really owe great debt to the Lord.
也亏欠误导了在我们后面要信耶稣的那些人。
And those who believe after us.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些信心的见证人所相信的主也是我们的主。
The Lord in whom these witnesses of faith believe in is also the Lord in whom we believe.
在他们里面那个刚强的生命也在我们里面。
The strong life in them is also the life we have received.
我们需要付代价来兴旺这个生命。
We need to pay price to flourish this life.
来传递这个生命。
To pass on this life.
来为这个生命来做见证。
And to bear witness for this life.
这些基督徒不只是用口来做见证。
These Christians testify not only with their words.
他们还用他们的行动做见证。
But more with their actions.
使人看见他们是曾经跟过耶稣的人。
So people can see that they have followed Jesus.
他们见证他们对主的爱。
They testify their love for the Lord.
是一个最高的爱。
It's the highest love.
他们配被称为耶稣的门徒。
They're worthy to be called disciples of Jesus.
因为他们爱主胜过爱配偶、父母、儿女。
Because they love the Lord more than their spouses, parents, and children.
当他们被捉拿，家人的性命受到威胁的时候。
When they were arrested and the family's lives were threatened,
要他们否认主耶稣,
and they were asked to deny the Lord,
他们会跟他, 他会跟他的家人彼此鼓励,
they would encourage each other,
他们面如坚实地为这个信仰, 为主耶稣来站住,
and they stood for the faith with their faces as solid as rocks,
宁愿死也不走妥协的道路。
They rather die than to compromise.
他们不是不爱家人。
It's not that they did not love their families.
乃是跟主耶稣比起来。
But compared to Jesus.
他们宁愿选择主耶稣。
They rather choose the Lord Jesus.
他们也效法主耶稣。
They also follow the example of the Lord.
他们做了顺服的见证。
And they witnessed the obedience.
他们顺服权柄。
They obey the authority.
即使执政掌权的逼迫他们，
even though the rulers opposed them,
反对他们，伤害他们，
even though they were opposed or persecuted and hurt,
他们像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，
they were like the lambs led to the slaughter,
也像羊在剪毛的人的手下无声，
and like sheep silent under the shearers,
他们选择逃跑，他们选择躲避，
they chose to flee and hide,
但是他们绝不抵抗。
But they did not resist.
他们口里也不出恶言。
And nor did their mouth speak evil.
在捉拿他们的人的面前。
And before their captors.
他们不屈服。
They did not yield.
他们像尊贵的王子那样子为主站住。
They stood for the Lord like noble princes.
使逼迫他们的人都觉得非常的惊讶。
So those who were persecuting them, they were surprised.
他们可以忍受一切的迫害。
They could endure all persecution.
就是不能妥协否认主耶稣。
But they could not compromise and deny Jesus.
他们已经做下了决定。
They already made up their mind.
他们要用生命来见证他们所信的真道。
That they're willing to give their lives to testify to the truth of their faith.
2000年教会的历史告诉我们。
The 2,000 years of church history tells us
教会虽然受到逼迫,
that although the church has been persecuted,
神的道却更加的兴旺,
the word of God has flourished,
神的旨意永不改变,
that the God's will never changed,
也没有受到地上政权的拦阻,
and it was not hindered by the earthly authorities.
最终我们必定看见神的政权得胜,
at the end we will see the victory of God's authority.
那么我们在这个其中的角色是什么？
So what is our role in this?
神要我们在这个时间中如何与他配合？
How does God want us to cooperate with him?
神不需要我们替他出头来反抗地上的政权。
God does not need us to stand up for him against earthly regimes.
也不需要我们做他的模式来为他出意见。
Nor does he need us to be his counselors to give him advice.
神要我们认真地过着教会的生活。
God wants us to live the church life seriously.
认真地遵守圣经的教导。
And to keep the teaching of the Bible seriously.
好借着地上的教会。
So through the church on earth.
使人看见光，使人看见那个与众不同的生命。
That people can see the light and the different life that we live out.
神也要我们为着君王和一切在位的代祷。
God also wants us to pray for the kings and all those who are in authority.
因为他们的决定会影响到我们是否在地上能够敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Because the decisions will affect whether we can lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence on earth.
这句话是保罗向的提摩太所劝勉的。
And this is what Paul told Timothy.
那个时候是主后的61年。
That was 61 AD.
那正是基督徒遭受到尼罗逼迫的时候。
That was the time when the Christians were persecuted by Nero.
但保罗劝提摩太一件非常重要的事情。
But Paul told Timothy a very important thing.
你要为万人祷告，也要为君王和一切在位的祷告。
Pray for the kings and all those who are in authority.
原因不是为着别人。
Not for the others.
乃是为着我们。
But for us.
使我们可以敬虔端正的平安无事的度日。
So we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence.
那个时候保罗觉得需要。
At that time, Paul felt it was needed.
我们现在更是需要。
And we need it more even now today.
我们求主借着这些见证人感动我们的心来爱他。
We pray that God will inspire us to love him more through the witness of those through the examples of those witnesses.
来激励我们的心。
To inspire our hearts.
使我们愿意付上代价。
So we are willing to pay the price.
来摆上我们的祷告。
And to pray.
使我们为主而活。
So we can live for the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, we ask you to bless your own word.
当我们看到这么多的见证人如同云彩围绕我们的时候，
When we see the great cloud of witnesses around us,
求你让我们的心受到激励。
Please let our heart be stirred.
我们不愿意做一个软弱的基督徒。
We don't want to be weak Christians.
我们不愿意没有付代价的坐着轿子进到天堂去。
We don't want to enter heaven without paying any prices.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please be gracious to us.
如果有一天逼迫临到，
when one day the persecution comes upon us,
让我们可以为你做见证。
So we can testify for you.
让我们可以为你来站住。
Help us to stand firm for you.
主，今天就来训练我们。
Today, please train us.
在小事上忠心。
So we can be faithful in little things.
认真的来过教会的生活。
We can live church life diligently.
认真的来读你的话语。
We can read the words diligently.
让我们在小事上受到操练。
So we can be trained in those little things.
到有需要的时候，我们不至于羞辱你的名。
And when the time comes, we do not disgrace your name.
求你感动我们。
Please move our hearts.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.